Welcome to episode 212 of the Family Podcast Network. Seize the day.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network. Here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. It doesn't matter if you're expecting, if you're a brand new mom and dad, or even if you're a seasoned parent, there is always something that we can do to take our parenting to the next level. The date today is April the 22nd, 2013. It is Monday. Our topic for today is going to be an FPN classic remix today of Carpe Diem Parenting. So some of you guys are like, golly, Trey, you're taking another one of these. Yes, one of the things that I have learned is most definitely very valuable is I've got to take care of my family. And this week I taught a class out of town this week, and then I came back into town. And then we had kind of a little shindig with a group of buddies of mine and I and our families. We all got together, but the one thing I really didn't have time for was much with my family. So I was out teaching a class from about 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday and didn't get done until about 6 in the evening. So we drove home the rest of the way and put the kids in bed, and then my wife and I crashed out. And then blah, 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 blah. All that to say, I didn't get very much time with my wife. I didn't get very much time with my kids. And anytime I don't, I can always kind of feel the difference in the way all of them are acting. So I made an executive decision tonight to spend the rest of the evening with them and visit with them, spend some time catching up with my wife and talking to them, because even in parenting, if you do not take care of your spouse, let me tell you, your kids get the after effect of that as well. And I learned a long time ago that you take care of those things that are valuable to you. So anyway, we sat up, we visited, we watched some Justified. Yeah, that shooting was Justified. And sat down and visited a little bit about what was going on with this. We kind of processed some of the things that happened over the weekend. And it really was good. But let me tell you, I was noticing a difference in my kids' personalities. They were still laid back compared to most kiddos that I get to see, but they were beginning to flare. And for us, it's a big deal. And when that happens, it's because Daddy's been gone a lot. And there's other reasons as well, but that's a big one. One of the ones that I have to take attuned to. So anyway, we're going to go over an FP. This is actually an FPN classic. For a lot of folks, this was one of the singularly most downloaded episode that came out during its time. And the reason for it was is that it was pretty popular. There were a lot of people that really liked this show. And I'll be straight, a lot of the listeners that we have today came from this episode here. And this is kind of I know a lot of you guys are pretty new. Many of y'all are very, very new to Family Podcast Network, sometimes weeks or months. And some of you guys have been here for you know, last 2 years. But in reality, this particular one is kind of historical for FPN because of the nature of the news story that was happening. I had just learned how to optimize for what's called search engines, and I had gotten really good at it this time, and I was able to use this title, and FPN got catapulted up to the top 2 in Google searches for this very, very popular topic. And so a lot of the listeners that we have today came through this very episode that we're going to play for you guys today about Carpe Diem Parenting. That's right, we're going to talk about it. Now, don't let that title turn you off. If you hear that and you want to stick a spoon down your throat and gag yourself because you think I'm going to go all frou-frou with you, hang on with me. It was a very, very interesting article that was written over at HuffPo, Huffington Post, about a lady talking about how seize the day, no thank you, and how seizing the day as a parent is not the best approach. And we'll get into talking a little bit about that and how I disagree with her, not in the most traditional sense of what you might think I do, but how it's a heartbreaking thing. And here's why it's so important. I think a lot of parents identify with it. I think her feelings in this are mutual for many of us. Even those of us that are working hard to change, we sometimes get the way she gets, and it's a very, very destructive thinking. And great, I'm telling you guys, great show. It's one of the most popular, most downloaded, most reported back on about how they loved it. So stay tuned today for one of our, like I said, this is outside of anything else that's just kind of historic for FPN. Guys, let's jump into the housekeeping for today. If you guys want to get notified of any new episodes, as always, I encourage you to run over there to thefamilypodcastnetwork.com and over on the right-hand sidebar, enter your name and email address. And if you do that in the mornings when you wake up, you will have this wonderful, lovely little email on the days that I put out new shows that says, hey, here's what we talked about. Here was individually what we talked about in the show. Come check us out. Basically, what that'll let you do is you now know exactly what it is we talked about that day. And if you need to sit down and listen to it right then, it's a wonderful service where we can get you guys hooked up and connected with what's going on, what's happening, what are we talking about today, to make sure that you don't miss that stinking episode that if you just would have heard, it would have changed everything. Guys, also don't forget to like us on Facebook, share this episode out, come check us out over on Facebook. We have a booty ton of talking that goes on over there. We have a lot of great articles that we put up there, some controversial. I've made some people mad over there, and I've also, we just have some fun with it as well. So you can always go to facebook.com/Family Podcast Network. Again, that is facebook.com/Family Podcast Network. Next in the housekeeping, guys, if you have not seen, I'll be issuing out a more formal thing here later in the week with email. But now, if you go to thefamilypodcastnetwork.com in the top little bar, right below the Be a Part, Become a Member bar, you will see that there's a lot of different navigation things that you can go to. There is now an FPN gear shop. We had several people that were asking if they could order gear, Family Podcast Network gear, and help advertise and talk about us and just kind of be proud to be a part of the FPN community. So we put together an FPN gear shop that is not fulfilled through me, guys. That is filled through Queensboro.com. I've been using Queensboro for years and years and years and years. They have been wonderful to us. I've used them back when Family Podcast Network was first getting started. I've used them with several other agencies that I've worked with, including my day job agency, and they've been great to us, guys. You can get just about anything that you want with Family Podcast Network put up in there. I do get a commission out of that, obviously, because it's using my logo and our name trade and all that other stuff. So that does get a piece of that to me. I mean, I want to make that clear. But it does not get fulfilled by me. I don't actually have time to run orders because I'm typically putting these shows together, taking care of my own family. So anyway, they're going to be running those, guys. Go check out the FPN Gear Shop. Go snag you some gear and support and throw out. Guys, if you have any ideas for those things, any things you want to see in the FPN Gear Shop, you'll just let me know. We'll see what we can do. Guys, also, I want to encourage you to go check out the blog, thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/blog, and or you can go to thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. In the bar, you can see where it says click on blog. Go check that out. My wife knocked out what I personally believe to be the single-handed best article that she's ever written, and she wrote it on, do kids have property rights? Well, most of you are like, well, yeah, of course they do. Yeah, of course they do. Let me ask you this. What happens when you buy a kid a cell phone and you give it to him and they bring home bad grades and you take it back? If you have given them a gift, you have transferred the property right from you over to that kid. And yet more often than not, we take back that phone. So my question again is, and Corey asked that in here and she answers, the kids have property rights and do we have right to take away something that is their property? Go check it out, man. If you want to bake your noodle, you've got to check out this blog. I'm telling you, it's going to blow you away. It is that good. Next up, guys, if you want to support the show, 30 cents per episode, we have a way to do that. It's called PTACR. Become a PTACR. That stands for Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. That's just our funny little spin on Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. That is just a very easy way to support the show, 30 cents per episode. If you feel like you're getting three dimes out of every single one of these episodes, you can go over there, click on Become a PTAC, and select any one of those that you want to. You can always do $5 a month. I'm telling you guys, it sounds silly, but man, I choose to offer these things out for completely free in belief systems that you guys will help support this, help keep it going, help make that happen and support and grow this show. And you can do that $5 a month. Sign up for that, guys. You can also do it for a year long for $50. When you do that, you will be getting access to some pretty incredible stuff. We are in the middle. I had to, my last person, he had family who died very suddenly, and he had to leave. He had to leave his city and go somewhere else to take care of them, and he is not going to be back anytime soon. So I have now hired out another lady that I've had work in the past with me. She's very excited, and we are now currently building you guys a PTAC page. What that will have on it is, number one, we're working on a way to get you guys all the show episodes lumped into like zip files so that way you can download them onto your iPhone and listen to all episodes starting at episode number one all the way to episode 212. You can hear them all. We've had that request from, I can't even keep count of how many people now, and we are making that happen. I am hiring a lady out, and she is working on that as we speak. We will also be offering you guys discounts through that. Any place that works through the show and offers discounts, you will have access to those through that as well. And last, you guys who are P-Tackers will have direct access to me. Right now, I get a lot of emails, a lot of requests for people to say, hey, I don't want to put this on the air, but tell me what you think about this. What should I do about that? What should I do this? And I realized that people that were paying members were asking questions too, and they were getting put in the rotation like everybody else. And my thought is, though, I value everybody. That's not fair to those who pay the premium, who are willing to support this show. And I want them to have first access. So you actually will have a contact form on there that will give you direct access to me and give you direct access to my email, so that when you submit a message and I see that, you go to the first timestamp. So if one P-Tacker sends a message and then another one right after that, I'm going to answer that first P-Tacker's message, second P-Tacker's message, and then I'm going to go through timestamped who's next and who sent those messages next that aren't P-Tackers. So you'll also be getting more exclusive access to me through email. And again, another service that we want to offer out to you guys. We're also putting together some classes over at udemy.com on some of the more popular questions that people have asked me. Trey, if you ever offer a class in discipline, I want to know about that. We are putting together a class over there. You guys will get free access. They're going to be about $20 to $30 classes, depending on which one you take. You're going to get free access to those classes as a P-Tacker for being a supporting member. So guys, consider doing that. We're going to hook you guys up. Last, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, topics, questions that you have for us, or just encouragement you want to throw out, I love it, guys. It keeps me fuel, keeps me going. I love hearing the success stories. I can't even begin to express to you how much it gets me up and motivates me to keep going. So consider doing that. We've given you guys a lot of way to do it. You can always email me at treygibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. You guys can also send us an internet voicemail over in the right-hand sidebar. You'll see a little blue button and white letters that says Ask Trey a Question. If you click on that, you can always leave us a voicemail online. Right now, we are limited to the 30 seconds. You guys let me know if you want me to bump that back up. We can always do that through there. Guys, you can also call us at 661-PARENT-0. Again, that number is 661-PARENT and the number 0. If you do that and you're out and about and you have your cell phone, you can call in. I ask that you do it in a not loud place. Guys, if you do it from a loud place, I'm not going to be able to hear you. I'm not going to be able to put your questions on the show. I've had to exempt several of those that just didn't have good quality. Guys, got to be in a quiet place. Make sure you're not running loud objects in the back. Make sure your windows aren't down and all that kind of stuff, so that way we can hear you. Make sure you got a few bars of signal as well. I've had that one as a problem as well. So, guys, do that. Check your internet stuff. Make sure you have optimal condition. And then last, guys, you can always contact us on Facebook. Send us a private message. We probably get more messages through private messages over on Facebook. And so consider doing that as well. Guys, we want to touch base with you. All right. With all of that out of the way, guys, let's get into our topic for today. Again, this is going to be an FPN classic. We're going to pull this out. We're going to rewind it and take it back to a previous episode that I have done, and it's particularly over Carpe Diem, seizing the day as a parent. And I think we missed this concept, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today, particularly about an article where a lady is kind of discouraging the mentality of Carpe Diem. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, how I think it's a little bit disparaging, but it's not supposed to be, and it's not going to be if we don't let it. So with no further ado, guys, let's play. Oh, also, before we get into that, guys, I do want to remind you guys, this was a very, very early episode. I mean, you got to realize this was long before we had some of the professional recording equipment stuff here. And I was also doing this kind of on the road at the time, and I was on a trip with my brother-in-law, so this was done outside of... Anyway, all that to say, sound quality is very different, but normally I hate pulling out old shows like this that are that poor quality, but this one just had such good material in it, I couldn't leave this one out. So, again, without further ado, let's get in there. We're going to listen to the Oldie But Goldie on Carpe Diem Parenting. Yes, I think so. Let's take it back and rewind. So let's jump into the topic, guys. I'm going to read you guys the article directly. Because I'm here in a hotel room, I don't have the availability to print the article out, so I'm going to have to read it online. I went ahead and tested it before I started up the recording, so I will be able to read. This will continue to record. So if you see me looking down and kind of acting odd through the video, that's what's happening here. I'm reading this article. So let me jump over there. Again, it was on the Huffington Post. It was written by a lady named Glennon Melton. She said, "Don't carpe diem." So let's read this out. She goes, "Every time I'm with my kids, this seems to happen. An older woman stops us, puts her hand over her heart, and says something like, 'Oh, enjoy every moment. This time goes by so fast.' Everywhere I go, someone is telling me to seize the moment, raise my awareness, be happy, enjoy every second, etc., etc., etc." And that is her emphasis, by the way, guys. I'm using her italics here to emphasize her point.
I know that this message is right and good, but I have finally allowed myself to admit that if it just doesn't work for me, it doesn't. It bugs me. This carpe diem message makes me paranoid and panicky, especially during this phase of my life. While raising young kids, being told in a million different ways to carpe diem makes me worry that if I'm not in a constant state of intense gratitude and ecstasy, I'm doing something wrong. As a quick addendum, just kind of aside, let's break this down. First off, fair enough. I completely agree with her. I do think that a lot of people tell you to enjoy all these little moments. And you know what? There are just some pieces of parenting. I get what Glenn is saying. There are just some pieces of parenting that are just, ugh. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to look back on them fondly. And that's just the way it is. So, you know, okay, I get what she's saying. I think parenting young children, and old ones I've heard, is a little like climbing Mount Everest. Brave, adventurous souls try it because they've heard there's magic in the climb. They try because they believe that finishing or even attempting the climb are impressive accomplishments. They try during the climb because if they allow themselves to pause and lift their eyes and their minds from the pain of the drudgery, their views are breathtaking. Let me reread that again. They try because during the climb, if they allow themselves to pause and lift their eyes and minds from the pain and drudgery of Mount Everest, the views are breathtaking. They try because even though if it hurts and it's hard, there are moments that make the hard worth it. These moments are so intense and unique that many people who reach the top start planning almost immediately to climb again. Even though any climber will tell you that most of the climb is treacherous, exhausting, killer. They are literally cried most of the way up. And so I think that if you were stationed, say, every 30 feet along Mount Everest, yelling at the climbers, "You are enjoying yourself! If not, you should be, and one day I'll be sorry you didn't. Trust us, it'll be over soon. Carpe diem." Those well-meaning but nostalgic cheerleaders might as well physically be thrown from the mountain. I mean, again, fair enough. If it sucks, if somebody's yelling at you, you should enjoy the sucking. I mean, I'm with her. I disagree with that. That's not the way that it should be in these cases. But let's continue on. Now, I'm not suggesting that these sweet old ladies who tell me to enjoy myself be thrown from a mountain. These are wonderful ladies. Monkeys, probably. But last week, a woman approached me in a Target line and said, "Sugar, I hope you are enjoying this. I loved every single moment of parenting my two girls. Every single moment. These days go by so fast." At that particular moment, Emma, which apparently is one of her daughters, Emma had arranged one of the new bras I was buying on top of her sweater and was sucking a lollipop she must have found from the ground. She also had shoplifted clip-on neon feathers and stuck them in her hair. She looked exactly like a contestant from Toddlers and Tiaras. I couldn't find Chase anywhere, and Tish was grabbing the pin on the credit card swiper while the woman in front of me was trying to use it. And so I just looked at the woman, smiled, and said, "Thank you. Yes, me too. I am enjoying every single moment, especially this one. Yes, thank you." Now, that's not exactly what I wanted to say, though. There was a famous writer who, when asked if he loved writing, replied, "No, but I love having written." What I wanted to say to the sweet woman was, "Are you sure? Are you sure you don't mean you love having parented? I love having written, and I love having parented. My favorite part of each day is when the kids are put to sleep to bed, and Craig and I sink into the couch," assuming this is her husband, "sink into the couch to watch some quality TV like Celebrity Wife Swap and congratulate each other on a job well done. Or a job done, at least. Every time I write a post like this, I get emails suggesting that I'm being negative." Let me go ahead and skip on down here to a few other parts. A couple people said some pretty hurtful things. "My point is this. I used to worry that I was failing to do a good enough job at parenting, but that I wasn't enjoying it enough. Double failure. I felt guilty because I wasn't in parental ecstasy every hour of every day, and I wasn't making the most of every moment," her emphasis, "like the mamas in the parenting magazine seem to be doing." Fair enough. "I felt guilty because honestly, I was tired and I was cranky and I was ready for the day to be over quite often. And because I knew that one day I'd wake up and the kids would be gone and I'd be an old lady in the grocery store with my hand over the heart. Would I be able to say that I enjoyed that moment? No." Again, fair enough. "But the fact remains that I will be that nostalgic lady. But here's what I will probably say." I paraphrase that a little bit. "It's really hard, isn't it? You're a good mom, I can tell, and I like your kids." This is what she's saying as an old lady to a young mom. Now, especially that one that's over there peeing in the corner. She's my favorite. Carry on, warrior. 6 hours till bedtime. And hopefully, every once in a while, I'll add, let me pick up that grocery bill for you, sister. Go ahead and put those kids in the van, and pull up, and I'll have your groceries brought out to you. So, here's what she said. She goes, there are two different types of time. Chronos time is what we live in. It's regular time. It's the 1 minute at a time, starting down to the clock till bedtime. It's the excruciating minutes in target line time. It's the four screaming minutes in time in and time out. It's the 2 hours till daddy gets home. Chronos is the hard, slow passing that we parents often live in. Then there's Kairos time. Kairos time is God's time. It's the time outside of time. It's metaphysical. It's magical moments in which time stands still. She goes on to describe one. She goes, like when I actually stop what I'm doing and I look at Tish and I notice how perfectly smooth and brownish her skin is. I notice the perfect curves of her tiny elf mouth and her Asian brown eyes. And I breathe in her soft tissue smell. In these moments, I see her mouth. I see that her mouth is moving, but I can't hear her because all I can think is this is the first time I've actually seen Tish all day. And my God, she is so beautiful. She said, that is Kairos. So let me just kind of move on down here again. These Kairos moments leave as fast as they come, but I mark them. And I say the word Kairos in my head each day, and she goes on talking about, instead, you know, how about carpe a couple of Kairos a day? So let's just talk a little bit about that, and why is it that I find it so important to bring that up? First off, I want to say for the record, I probably agree. When I was thinking about what I would put down for show notes on this, I was going to say that I agree with probably like 3/4 of what she said. More than likely, it's probably more like 4/5. I probably agree with 4/5 of what she was saying. I agree that parenting is hard. It is laborious. It is strenuous. It is time-consuming. And I get that parenting is hard. It requires you to sacrifice a piece of yourself, the selfish part of myself, I should say. It requires you to sacrifice the selfish pieces of yourself for someone else. And I get that. That is tough. And I'm not making light of that one bit. I love her perspectives on Kairos time, right? I think that is just absolutely fantastic. That ability to have hard crap happen to you, and you look through and you can see the beauty in it. My family and I are going through probably one of the hardest things we've gone through in a very long time. And yet I have seen beautiful things pop and crop up all over the place over the last, I guess the last 7, 8 days now, 9 days. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to do. And so I laud her. I think that her rant and rave is spot on. I think people try to over-emotionalize the beauty of these things when in reality there are things in parenting I will never look favorably back on. I will not look favorably back on poop diapers. I don't care how cute people might try to make that sound like it is. I will enjoy it once we've had all our kids and they're all out of diapers. I will mentally do a fist pump in my mind because I ain't got to change any more poopy diapers and get it on my fingers and then go wash my hands 3 times and that smell is still there. I will not miss that nasty poo. So I get that. And so 4/5 of what she's saying, I have no problem. The problem that I have is that as her topic went on, she moved away about it being a rant and rave about this mom. This old lady saying that she needed to enjoy. It moved away from that rant and rave. It moved away from, don't tell me that this is easy or that I'm going to enjoy this, when in reality this is butt dog hard, right? She moved away from that. And she moved into a mentality that I didn't like. She moved to this idea that parenting is going to be dreaded with a few glimmers of beautiful things. Now, some of you parents out there are probably going, yeah, that's right, man, amen to her, right? I disagree. Parenting can firmly and most honestly, I can look you in the eyes and say, parenting can be a situation to where you love it, but you still have those glimmers of that dreaded stuff. And that statement that she made, and how many people responded so positively to her, or at least her thought process. I don't care if they responded favorably to her, but to this mentality. They were so favorable to this mentality. I experienced, forgive the goofy expression here, guys, but my heart broke. That was, I was listening to that. Don't get me wrong. I have those days where I am just ready to get the kids in bed. That's not what my point is. But those are so select and few. And it's possible for anybody to experience that. Is parenting easy? Oh, heck to the no. It is not easy. That is not the purpose that I'm trying to make here. Will we have dreaded stuff that will occur? Most assuredly. We will go through those things in life that are hard, that we dread, that we don't look forward to. When I first started, whenever we found out we were pregnant with my firstborn daughter, Anna, she's 5 now, about to be 6. When we found out that we were pregnant with her, I knew beyond the shadow of any doubt that my parenting skills were weak and that I did not have what I needed to be a good daddy. You know, when I first had kids, I mean, I treated kids like if I held a child, I treated the child like it was the dirty diaper. Just kind of, you know, I don't know, take this back, please. You know, that's the way I was. I was totally awkward, totally uncomfortable, no idea what to do. I didn't know how to talk to him. I didn't know how to play with him. I had no skills. But like anything else that I've ever done in my life, I went and researched the crap ton out of the topic. That's what I did. That's what I do. That's what probably you guys do. That's what I do before I buy a car. That's what I do before I buy a rifle. That's what I do before we select a doctor for our family, is we research the junk out of it. And I went and looked it up, and I found that there was so much stuff out there. Some of it was really good. Some of it I could tell, like, this is crap. There's no way this worked. And I filtered that out. But I researched, and I found. Just like if I was looking for a new car, and you look around, oh, this car looks like a great car, but then you find the bad, you know, the bad stuff to it, and then you select another one, right? I mean, but most parents don't do this. And it fascinates me that we don't do this. It fascinates me that so many parents take this approach of, well, because my parents raised me this way, and I turned out fine, I didn't die, I didn't kill somebody else, you know what I'm saying? Because I made it through high school. And what they say is, well, this must be all the information that I need to know to be able to raise my own. Why do we do that? Why do we assume that that has to be enough? You know, there's an old phrase that says, I mean, let me just ask you guys this. Do y'all know what the number one enemy of excellence is? A lot of people say, well, failure, not doing well. I'll tell you, no, absolutely not. The number one enemy of excellence is not failure. The number one enemy of excellence is doing good at something. I'd be willing to bet you there's a lot more people that are good at things than there are people that are total failures at things. And let me tell you, it is that ability to say, well, I do a good job, rather than saying I do an excellent job, that keeps us from being able to move to being an excellent parent. Guys, I have struggled with this like anybody else. This is not me trying to be hard on people or hurtful or mean. I have been there with this too. We've all experienced this. But the number one enemy of excellent parenting, I think, is just being a good parent. As long as I can get them through high school and they survive, boom, a success. I would say, no, that is not a success. My biggest concern is this. Lack of technique with this, like with this author. What my biggest concern with this author is when it moved away from the rant. She was fully valid in everything that she said. The problem that I had was this. A lack of technique is being confused and the frustrations that that produces. Lack of technique and the frustration that it produces is being confused as though we are doomed to a life of existence with our kids where we dread our parenting experiences with them. With those little glimmers, those little sprinkles of, you know, those good, soft, gentle, tender, wonderful moments. Those are getting confused. Let's think about it this way, guys. I used to play golf. Not very well, but I used to play golf. I received no formal training in golf, but I went and played anyway during high school. My golf swing looks like I am it looks like I'm playing cricket with a car antenna when I play golf. It is not a pretty thing. However, golf does not suck because of my golf swing, right? My golf swing sucks because I have no training on my technique. Did you hear that? My golf swing sucks because I have no training on my technique. Lack of technique in golf. Lack of good form in golf. Lack of technique in golf makes golf crappy for me to play. But it's not because golf sucks. Do you understand the mentality there? Parenting is not a dreaded task because parenting is a dreaded task. And I think that's exactly what this author is insinuating. right? Sticking with that golfing example, she's saying that golf sucks because I have my crappy golf swing. But every so often, you're going to get those lucky birdies, right? I've had those lucky birdies. Even with my crappy golf swing, I've birdied some holes before. Almost made a hole in one several years ago. Pure stroke of luck or blessing or God or whatever you want to call it. But I almost did, right? We get those shots. And she's saying that all of parenting sucks, except for the fact that you're going to have those little glimmers. And I say I disagree. In parenting, most people's issues, it's not that parenting is hard, but because their technique has never been trained, because we've fallen into that mentality of everything that my parents taught me must be enough because I made it. Because we fall into that, just that tricky little, that little column of thought there, we stop ourselves from learning how to train our technique. Then we get personal if somebody suggests otherwise. And most people do it in a way that I would get, I'd get a little fussy about it too, because some people aren't very good at communicating that. But remember, parenting does not have to be a dreaded task. It can very much so be a task that you love doing, except for those few dreaded moments, with just a few modifications to your technique. Family Podcast Network is a great place to do that. But just so you know, this is not the only website out there that's got good information. But go work on your technique. Learn. Learn new ways to handle things that your parents didn't take. Most people don't realize that there's more training and discipline things out there, more than just grounding and busting your kid's butt. There are more out there, but most people don't know because they've never stopped and researched it. So guys, again, remember, it's the lack of technique. It is a lack of technique in all of this. Life with our kids does not have to be dreaded. We may have those days where we look forward to putting them to bed early, but we do not have to live a life where we look forward to every single day getting those kids in bed. I am not harshing on Glennon here. I get her point. And I think, first off, we shouldn't be saying that. I will rethink, as I get older, saying that to somebody. Because I understand her point and how that can be taken as a, you should like that this is happening when they shouldn't. And I have learned and gleaned something from her. I think she has amazing points. Let me tell you, it takes a beautiful person to be able to see good things like she does in tough situations. I am not dogging on her. I am thoroughly impressed with her. But what I am so nervous about is that this idea of this lack of technique that parents have is going to be confused for, this is just the way it's got to be. I admire her diligence and persistence, but it does not have to be that way. And I want y'all to hear that. Jump into Family Podcast Network. Take a look at these past episodes. Look around at some of the other places. Jump over to my book list and take a look at some of those books in there that you can read and how we can start applying those to our kids. It's a great and wonderful thing that you can do. Send me an email, guys, saying, Trey, what do I do when? How do I get this better? How do we make changes there? That's what I'm here for, is to be a resource to you guys and be able to offer that as a service to y'all. So shoot me an email, TreyGibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com, and ask me questions. I'm ready and desiring to answer your questions. Well, guys, I want to say thank you for joining me today. This was a tough topic to chew on. I'm pretty passionate, and I get pretty fired up about this topic, so I'm not getting on to any of you guys. I'm not trying to be harsh, mean, or hurtful, and I pray that it does not come off that way. But what I do want y'all to know is it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. But thank you guys for joining us. Again, consider sharing this episode on Facebook and Twitter. This is a great place just to hit share and get these two over there. Now, consider signing up for the site. It's completely free. Sign up for the newsletter, then you can get updates on what's going on. There's also a blog and a forum, or send me an email at TreyGibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. Guys, that's all for today. Remember, it is all about the relationships with our kids. You guys have a good rest of the week, and we will see y'all next week for our next episode.